Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday. U.S. Open golf, they've teed off into the second round. What a finish to opening day at Pinehurst. West German Martin Kaemer, three birdies on the final five holes, storms to the finish line with a 65. Earlier in the day, Graham McDowell used an eagle in steady play to go 2 under 68, and Kevin Na also had an eagle. For Phil Mickelson, pretty successful day, though his putter got erratic because he had changed his grip. Mickelson round up carding a 70, so he's only five shots back. Rory McIlroy had a 71. The defending champion, Justin Rose, had a 72. By the way, speaking of Mickelson, the SEC, Securities Exchange Commission, has cleared him of any wrongdoing and insider trading allegations over the purchase and sale of Clorox stock back in 2011. In soccer, it's underway. World Cup of Soccer, Brazil survived a bad start. One of their home fullbacks kicked a ball into their own net to give Croatia an early lead. But at the 30-minute mark, the Brazilians took over, stormed to the finish line, a 3-1 victory. Neymar, their great young 22-year-old sensation, scored a goal in the first half to get the comeback going, and then capped off with a second goal later in the game. Big Friday of soccer. Team Mexico opening with Cameroon. They're doing this amidst a lot of controversy, benching Javier Chicharito Hernandez, their young goal-scoring phenom. He will not start. Meanwhile, other games, Spain with ailing superstar Diego Costa fighting hamstring injuries. They're opening late in the day with the Netherlands. Everybody's got an opinion about the World Cup, including the Vatican. Pope Francis, a native of Colombia and a soccer fan, implored FIFA in a speech in Rome yesterday to end the greed and racism in the sport. His quote, "Overcome yourself." Meanwhile, not everybody likes what's going on in the World Cup. Riots in the streets of Sao Paulo, Brazil. Three CNN reporters, one from the Associated Press, injured by tear gas, rock-throwing protesters, upset that Brazil would spend the kind of money they spent because of the enormous poverty in that country. NBA basketball, what a bloodbath. San Antonio slaughtered Miami in Game 4 on the Heat floor again. 107-86, the former Aztec, Kawhi Leonard, 20 points, 14 rebounds. He may wind up to be the MVP in the series. Spurs shot 57% from the floor. They held Dwayne Wade to 3 of 13, and they bashed him on the boards 40-27. San Antonio leads 3-1 coming home. They could win this whole thing on Sunday. The New York Post is reporting that Carmelo Anthony, the high-scoring New York Knicks forward, is going to opt out of his Knicks contract in 2 weeks and become a free agent. Reports are rampant that the three stars in Miami, led by LeBron James, will also opt out, restructure down their contracts so there's money for Melo to become a fourth member of that star-studded group with the Miami Heat. Cleveland Cavaliers continuing to search for a head coach. Latest to interview, ex-Golden State coach Mark Jackson. In hockey, the LA Kings, who have been relentless in terms of forechecking, goal scoring, and doing a great job in front of their goaltender, try to finish off the New York Rangers in the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. Kings lead that series 3-1 back at the Staples Center. And meanwhile, down the road, huge trade rumors involving the Anaheim Ducks that they're talking to the Ottawa Senators about a major trade for Ottawa's unhappy captain, Jason Spezza. He may be coming to Anaheim. Major League Baseball free fall for the San Diego Padres continued in Philadelphia last night, losing again. Bullpen fails for the third time in a week. John Mayberry cracks a three-run home run. Padres have lost 15 of 22. The bigger story, rumors out of Arizona, that if Padre ownership makes a change in the front office, Ron Fowler might be interested in bringing back Kevin Towers as general manager. Towers could be on the out in Arizona because of the hiring of Tony La Russa. Meanwhile, the Padres open a weekend series against the equally troubled New York Mets. Padres have to make a roster move, probably to call up Donnie Roach from AAA El Paso. And another setback for Robbie Erlen. The Padres are going to send the young left-handed pitcher back to doctors for another MRI. They don't understand why he's still having pain in his elbow 4 weeks after he got injured. Dodgers got beat by the Cincinnati Reds. Todd Frazier with a two-run home run off Zach Greinke early in the game. Dodgers Diamondbacks at Chavez Ravine tonight. Could be a great pitching matchup. Clayton Kershaw against D-backs right-hander Chase Anderson, who's 5-0. Angels go to the East Coast, open a weekend series with the Braves in Atlanta. Top games, baseball on a Thursday night. Giants beat Washington. Mike Moore said three hits. Colorado wins again against Atlanta. Two beanballs and four ejections in that game. White Sox lost to Detroit. Max Scherzer outdueled Chi Sox ace Chris Sale. on the Yankees over Seattle. Yankees have won 5 of their last 7. Chicago Cubs are not having a great season. They're taking an enormous amount of heat. Cubs are refusing to call up their top minor leaguer, former USD star third baseman Chris Bryant. Get these stats. In double-A ball, Bryant is hitting .357 with 22 home runs, but the Cubs are not calling him up. Dodgers shortstop Hanley Ramirez, cortisone injection in his ailing shoulder, could be out 2 weeks. Reds lose second baseman Brandon Phillips with a sprained index finger. Cardinals' Adam Wainwright, MRI on his ailing elbow, comes back clean, but because of pain, they're giving him a cortisone injection. Pirates have lost hot-hitting second baseman Josh Harrison. He's out with a sprained ankle. And the Colorado Rockies say Carlos Gonzalez, their star outfielder, is going to be gone 5 weeks after doctors in surgery discovered a tumor in the inside part of his hand. And College World Series play starts in Omaha tonight. Cal Irvine, legendary power Texas, head up the 8-team field. In football, Seattle Seahawks have signed free agent defensive tackle Kevin Williams, a 6-time Pro Bowler with the Minnesota Vikings. Big setback for the New York Giants. Big money free agent linebacker John Beeson injures his arch and foot in OTA workouts yesterday. And Jacksonville Jaguar officials, who've been plagued by poor attendance in that stadium down there, have opened talks with Daytona International Speedway about presenting a Jaguars preseason game to be played on the infield at the Speedway. Auto racing, NASCAR Michigan 400, Dale Earnhardt Jr. leads Jimmy Johnson by just 1 point in the Sprint Cup Championships. Off weekend in IndyCar racing, Formula One has the weekend off too. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday.